Welcome everybody. Shir number 1525. Learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Lerafua Shalema Rina Hali Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so I just want to explain one thing which we did talk about in the past, but it's important to keep in mind. It's something that could come up. Could come up a lot. You know, people have it on their mind. That is cheshbonis. Cheshbonis, in other words, making calculations. So what exactly is behind the Sefer Klalim? Right, we've been working a lot from the Sefer Klalim, Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, Sefer Klalim on page Reish Tzadik Ches, Reish Tzadik Tes. Okay, so he goes in over there and he explains what is the issue with cheshbonis. So we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just backtrack a minute. What did we see? We saw in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Zayin, Sivav, Asalach Shev Cheshbonis, one cannot, you can't make calculations, even if it passed already. I feel a mother. In other words, I could talk about, yeah, well, I paid my workers 2 weeks ago $20, whatever. I'll just give an example. I paid my workers 3 weeks ago $100, whatever. Right? So that's fine. But, So that you could say, in other words, you could say it as long as it's a done deal. But if you didn't pay them yet, that's mutter. If you didn't pay them yet, but you still owe them money and your calculations are, coming up in the future, right? Let's put it like that. So then we said that that is a problem. But why, what exactly is the reasoning behind it? Explains to us the safer column. So he explains, and by the way, a side note, he does bring down, we're not going to get into that now, we spoke about this in the past, but the sometimes you're making calculations could fall a little bit under the guidelines of Mekach HaMemkar, like business dealings, but that's a separate issue. Right now we're just dealing with the, trying to stick to the Isurim of Vedav Adav, what you could talk about on Shabbos, what you can. So he says, also Lachshav B'dibur, you can talk, B'Shabbos Cheshbonis, K'Shala Achar HaShabbos Yateyalos. In other words, if I make a calculation, this calculation is needed for after Shabbos, right? Obviously, I'm not paying, let's say after I owe my workers money, I'm not paying them on Shabbos, but Sunday, Monday, I have to pay them, and I did not pay them yet. So the calculations that we're talking about over here, and it's Shabbos, right? I'm going to have to carry out, let's put it like that. That's the problem over here. Right, so if whatever I ready, it's a done deal. Those actions were finished. That's fine. But if it's something that we have to carry out, that's where we're running into the problem. And it's a different section, really. It's the section in Vedaber Dover of what you know that talk about of making calculations. So that's how we slice it and dice it, as you call it. Whatever took place, fine. But if it didn't take place yet, and the as they say in English, the money's still in my pocket, right? And I have to pay it out Sunday, Monday. So then that is where we are running into a problem, and that is what you're not allowed to talk about. Me'apulula is Surah B'Shabbos. So what's the reason? It says, so again, Asalach Shabbediva B'Shabbos Cheshbonis K'Shalach Shabbos Yitayelus. Right? Something's going to come out of it. Me'apulula Surah. Excuse me, B'Shabbos. So he says, what's the reason? V'atam, he says, the Kevon Shacheshbonis Heim. These Cheshbonis, in other words, these calculations. He brings all the stuff on the bottom. We're not getting into all the various different details. We want to try and keep it plain and simple, especially in Shabbos in general. We want to keep it as simple as possible, not to mix things up. It's sort of kashering, if you want to call it. It's sort of like kashering this action that's going to be done, right? Why? Because I owe three different workers, let's say, just an example. I owe three different workers $100, right? So, okay, so I never really sat down to figure it out. It's sort of like flying around in my head. Oh, let me sit down a minute and let me talk it out. I owe $100 this guy, $100 the other, $100, a total of $300. So I have to make sure I come up with $300. So I'm sort of like kashering, I'm sort of like putting it into play, if you want to call it. The Kevin Shachashbain is. It's as though he's mamish saying it on Shabbos. In other words, it's as though when he does these cheshbonis, even though it's something that it's not like, in other words, like this. If I say, good, I will drive my car Sunday. Good. So I'm sort of like we said, what's the problem? You're not over the malacha per se, but it's like ke'ilu, like you're putting yourself into play whereby you're going to be doing this malacha. So the same thing over here. Hilu Amma Vahegi B'Shabbos is like he's saying on Shabbos, Shereitz Allah said that he wants to do this pool, he wants to do this action, which would be Aser Alz Badab Badav, right? If I say, I want to take $100 and give it to Yankel on Sunday, can't say that because you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, even at the Rabbanan, whether the Rice or the Rabbanan, you cannot say you will do it on Sunday. Right, it can be done in roundabout ways, which we spoke about, but you can't say. So when you say make this cheshbim, it's keilu like the same thing you're doing. Keilu omer behedi is like as though you say shereitz that you want to do this action on Sunday. What's the action of paying $100 to this guy? Pay $100 to that guy. Pay $100 to the other guy. So that's the reasoning behind it. I just wanted to go through that. I think it was very important to clear up. Now, just two examples. Of course, the Sefer Klalim always gives beautiful examples. He says, first of all, the famous example of paying the workers, right? Cheshbin tashlim payam. Now, it doesn't only mean, I want to make it clear, when we talk about cheshbin, it doesn't only mean with the work, right? I have my store, I have my business, I have my office, it's only that. No, it could be anybody, right? A worker. It could be a babysitter that I had. And I'm not talking about the schar Shabbos, that's a separate issue. We're working on Shabbos and getting paid for that. We're talking about just the pay Sunday. It could be a babysitter, it could be, whatever the case might be. It could be somebody, a live-in maid, whatever. So he says like this, Asalami Yeshli Asura Payalmi, one is not allowed to say. This is an example of what we were talking about. One cannot say, I have 10 workers. Shani Chai V'lecholechad Mehem Meya, each one I owe $100, right? Meya dollar, right? V'sachakol Chai V'ani Lehem $1,000. Altogether, I need $1,000. Imadayim, when can't I say this? When I have to pay them after Shabbos. So you have, you know, when it comes up a lot, I remember again years ago, I've mentioned in the past, we used to be in the waitering business, catering business. So let's say, my father, let's say he used to sometimes hire certain waiters before Shabbos. Obviously before Shabbos, for a Kiddush, they work at Sunday. However, it was done with Avla. We're not getting into the whole thing. Obviously there's various different ways of doing that as far as Char Shabbos to do it the right way. And of course it could be done the right way with Avla. Just getting back to our subject, that so let's say the person hires 10 waiters, right? And now it's they're on Shabbos, they're working at a Kiddush, they're serving, whatever, very good. So then the one who hired all the waiters, I'll just give you an example. Let's say the one who hired all the waiters would say, well, you know what, I owe this guy, this waiter 50, I owe the other guy $50, and this guy, all together, you know what, there were 10 waiters, I owed them $500. So now you're talking, let's say the one who hired the waiters talking to the caterer, he tells the caterer, I have to come up with $500 to pay the waiters on Sunday. We're not paying them on Shabbos, paying them on Sunday. You're not allowed to do that. This is a cheshbin whereby there's a tayelis, and this is coming out, and this is what's not allowed to be done as far as when we have cheshbonis go. Just one more quick thing, and again, waitering, it could be anything, babysitting, it could be, like we said, the maid, it could be for your business. So one more quick thing, these are important things to keep in mind, I think very important, because people pay other people all the time, right? It comes up on a weekly basis. One more quick thing, he brings on, you can't tell your friend, I want to buy this thing for $10. Okay, fine. We spoke about this in the past. You can't tell your friend, I want to buy this thing for $10, right? If you know that your friend is going to help buy it, or he's involved in it, whatever the case is, be it as it may, but again, you're making a cheshbin that you want to buy this thing. Oh, nice, it's a nice coat. Oh, you know what, I want to buy this coat for this amount, that amount. This all falls under the guidelines of my cheshbin. It brings us down for the Sefer Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, that... basically straight up, and this comes up even more often, not to talk to your friend. He says, not to talk to your friend about buying this specific item in a store, right? And I'm going to this in this store. Sunday I'm going to buy this and this thing, or to pay this and this amount. Again, these are all things that are coming up Monday, whatever, during the week. I plan on going to the store here and there, buying this, buying that. So all these cheshbonis cannot be done. Again, if it was already done, I bought this thing, I spend this, fine. Okay, that's wonderful. No problem at all. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch Hu Kol Tov.